All right, let's get this thing started. Greatest wrestlers turned actors.
Or you mean tallest midget contest?
No.
I mean, is there really a list? Does this qualify as a list?
There's no such thing as a good wrestler turned actor.
Listen, there's been plenty of wrestlers that have tried to go on to Hollywood. There's a nice list. And I'm not talking about cameos. I'm talking about people that started in their own projects.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
There are three big names right now.
Yes, but if you go onto every wrestler's profile on IMDb,
yeah, they all say
all actors. The WrestleManias are listed as productions.
Because wrestling's fake.
What?
Don't tell me that, Paul. Jeez,
Paul just dropped a bomb here in 2023. Every major wrestling production that they've done is listed. But let's go when they're actually acting, when they're not playing their wrestling persona.
So then The Rock's disqualified, right?
Well, The Rock's not disqualified. He's just played kind of an upgraded version of himself. But if you want to jump into the list before we go back, that's great. We know that whether you like their acting chops or not, he's probably listed as the most successful right now because he brings in the money.
He is actually number 4.
Agreed. I mean, I would agree with that.
Hollywood's highest net worth potential. He is worth $800 million.
Yeah, he's massive. He's been a massive star. And
but that's not solely just from acting. He also has other
benefits. No, yes, but well. I'm talking about on his films have his box office gross on his films have been monster. They've been monstrous.
I can see that. I mean, with Jumanji, with Black Adam, a bunch of movies that he's
done.
It still brought him money.
It brought him money, but it didn't make a profit. But I wouldn't even put him out. That's his latest little dud,
yeah,
so to say. But the dude knows what to make money off of.
Right.
He plays, his best movies are the ones where he kind of just plays a hyped up version of himself. You know, he kind of has a box that he likes to fit in, and that's where he makes the most money. When he's playing the hero, the good guy, the one everyone likes, is where he has the most success.
Yeah.
Jumanji. Those Jumanji movies made a ton of money. Fast and the Furious was dying before he came in. That's when they started changing the formula for those movies.
True, yeah.
And then when it got really big, he's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
But you can't deny, whether you like him or not, as an actor, his movies have made a ton of money. To the point where he has his own production company.
Right.
He tried to drive the Warner Brothers DC story before it all fell apart.
Yeah, he tried. He failed miserably.
Hey, you sometimes you got to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, but
he overshot his shot.
He overshot, yeah. But there's no denying the kind of power that he has now. Dude has his own TV show now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right, next you have John Cena.
I've never seen him in a movie.
Who?
John Cena.
You've never seen him anywhere.
Yeah, you never seen him in a movie.
We can go in the top three right now. It's The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, John Cena, and Batista.
Yeah. To me, the thing with wrestlers turned actors, and given that list of The Rock, John Cena, and Batista, the only way I can call it is a tallest midget contest, because it's not like it's between them.
Well, they're the biggest right now. There's others. We can go talk to
them. Yeah, there's others.
Other ones have minors. I'm talking about the ones that have been able to jump.
But they always play like the same character. They always play like that, you know, big buff meathead dude. That's
fair. I think Cena's the one that's done it the most lately, and he's kind of surprised. I don't know about you guys. He surprised me with the Peacemaker show. I saw a little more of what Cena can do with that.
But that's also good writing.
Yes, but you can have a great script and the actor can't pull it off. It's going to be garbage.
But Peacemaker himself is kind of that big meathead, you know, gym bro type person that, you know, not very intelligent. He's not playing like a groundbreaking role.
I get you, but you kind of see like he has an arc. You see how his character evolves over the show.
Yeah, but not by much.
To me, though, you kind of see more from the movie to the show. You saw a more well-rounded character. It surprised me. And when you went before that, his roles were all like the meathead.
Yeah.
He's in Trainwreck. It's funny. It's a funny little... He's not in it a lot, but his scenes are funny.
What's the one, the Mark Wahlberg movie?
Daddy's Home.
He did Daddy's Home 1 and 2.
I mean, he plays the big, you know, meathead on the bike and, you know, the dad and blah, blah, blah.
But, I mean, he's also playing Mark Wahlberg. He's against Mark Wahlberg, who also plays meathead most of the time.
Right, right.
I honestly think they're kind of similar. John Cena, for me, if you put him next to each other, he's the more likable meathead. Because he seems like authentically nice and Mark Wahlberg just pretending to be nice.
Yes.
Like Mark Wahlberg seems like an ass and John Cena seems like he's a genuinely nice person who's just a big meathead.
Remember, we just see what these people want us to see at the end of the day.
Going back to before we devolve into Mark Wahlberg, John Cena always was playing all these comedy roles. He's in Blockers, which I saw that on a flight, and it's actually pretty funny. You ever seen that movie?
No.
They're trying to stop their kids from having sex on their prom night or whatever. No. It was called Cock Blockers.
And oh, right.
Well, they had a rooster in them.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's enjoyable. There's another one I saw on Netflix where it's like these couple on a honeymoon. They become like friends. And he's
Vacation Friends.
And he's like insane. He's kind of found his niche.
Those are those movies that I find like that. You're on a flight. There's nothing else to watch. Let me throw this stuff on just to kind of kill 2 hours before, you know, while I get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
Like those are never movies that I'll go watch on purpose. Who else is on the list?
I have a big list. I mean, one of the first.
There's a ton.
Andre the Giant, The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
It's great. I wouldn't call him a great actor. It was great for.
Look, I'm not calling any of these guys actors.
No. Yeah. They're not getting any Lifetime Achievement Awards.
After that movie, what do you do after that? Just some cameos.
Doesn't matter, but that's like a cult classic.
Yeah. Princess Bride is a cult classic.
Who remembers Thunder in Paradise?
Oh yeah,
Hulk Hogan with the black, back speedboat.
Yeah,
it will almost look like the Batboat. Yeah.
Who was the guy that was with him?
I don't remember.
I remember him and Thunder.
I used to watch that show. Did he have like a jet skis that came out the back?
Yes,
it was fantastic. And that show was great for us. We were kids, but it was a failed.
Oh yeah, it was horrible. Only had
one season.
It was. It actually had one season and two movies right after.
There you go. Oh, two like TV movies.
Yeah. It was great, and it was also the same time as like Baywatch, right. California Dreams, where everything was beach or coast related.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that this was the early 90s, so Hulk Hogan was like massive star in the 80s.
Yes.
Because of his wrestling.
Right.
You know, persona, because he had come out in Rocky III.
Rocky III as Thunderlips.
Thunderlips. That's where everyone found out who Hulk Hogan was.
When I was in high school?
Yeah.
I had to research it twice because I was like, nah, his name can't be Thunderlips. And he was in a show called Thunder in Paradise. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that was much later on.
And then he also had his reality show and all these other things.
And then he had a Suburban Commando, right?
That was in the 80s. You had, he's keep up that Hollywood star power after Rocky. He does Suburban Commando, which I saw as a kid and I loved it. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, wasn't he like a robot or an android?
No, he's a time traveler or something? No, he's not a time traveler. I think he's from an alien because the two alien bounty hunters come after him and one of them is the Undertaker.
Right. And then the only scene that I remember from that movie was when they shoot him with like that freeze gun or with a fire extinguisher and he drinks antifreeze.
Yes, he drinks antifreeze.
He's like, antifreeze. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. That's awful.
It's a kid's movie. Awful. And then he did Mr. Nanny after that. These are awful movies that tanked. But as a kid, like they were hilarious because it was always Hulk Hogan. Like it didn't matter.
So would you say that Hulk Hogan in his prime is similar to The Rock in his prime right now?
I think The Rock followed Hulk Hogan's trajectory, just succeeded better.
I would agree.
His Hollywood career did what Hulk Hogan wanted.
Right.
Hulk Hogan never got that to the top of the mountain outside of wrestling.
Yes.
The Rock's done it in both.
He's done it in both, right. Yes, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where they have a production company that just produces movies now.
Yeah.
$7 production.
Yeah. Yep. The dude is a major force in Hollywood right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, none you have to give guys. Him his credit. Like, he can command and he can say, I want to make this movie. And 9 out of 10 times, they'll probably be made.
True.
So.
And like all of them, he started off doing, you know, crappy movies that eventually got better.
Did it?
It hasn't gotten better.
I mean, come on. You're going to tell me that he hasn't gotten better from like, what was that movie where he's like a tooth fairy?
The tooth fairy.
And Game Plan. I think Game Plan was like the first one that he actually started getting traction.
I think
he was also in G.I. Joe and Hercules and Pain and Gain.
Yeah, well, Pain and Gain I haven't seen.
Scorpion King.
Scorpion King, I think, was his, you know, his intro to acting, but.
Yeah. No, his intro was as the Scorpion King in The Mummy Returns.
Yeah, but. I think what pushed him over the edge, I think, was Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
I think leading up to Fast and the Furious, it was all crap movies. Yeah, Fast and the Furious is still a crap movie, but his persona in there kind of like he transcended that goofy, you know.
It was a different character. It was trying to pay. Listen, actually trying to act.
I'll give you an underrated movie that people don't forget about, The Rundown, with him and this is a dude from American Pie. The guy plays Stifler. They did it's actually a fun action movie. It's called The Rundown. It was called like Road to El Dorado before.
Oh.
where they're out in the jungle looking for it. Underrated. It's excellent. It's a fun movie to watch.
Wasn't he on a show on HBO or something?
He did Ballers.
No, Ballers.
Right. I'm thinking,
that was a great show.
Which Ballers was a take on the new version of Entourage, in my opinion. So,
well, it was a sports agent.
Yeah, but it was a sport. It was the same type of show. Like, they obviously, HBO got rid of Entourage. They needed another gap to fill it in.
I never watched Entourage. I enjoyed Ballers a lot.
What else we got on the list?
Let's not forget about Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, and Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Bonesaw.
Yeah.
Like, again, there's a lot of wrestlers that had, like, cameos.
Those were cameos.
That didn't do, like, Ronda Rousey came out. Ronda Rousey came out in
Fast and the Furious and in The Expendables.
Expendables. So did Stone Cold.
True.
The first one, I think.
And then we also had, just piggybacking off that, the female wrestlers. We have Sasha Banks now in Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we have Stacey Keibler that's been a staple, not so much as a main figure, but in and out of shows, like cameos and one-offs.
Edge is one of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in a bunch of TV shows on like Sci-Fi and WB.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think it's safe to say that the ones that really actually took to Hollywood are The Rock,
Batista, John Cena and Dave Bautista. And yeah. Dave Bautista has been slowly building up a nice little resume. I mean, the dude, that was his, of the three, he's the one that tries to do the most different projects. Like, he doesn't try to stick to one type of character. If you see his work, he's been trying to do different things. He tried to do comedies. He tried to do, like, the action movie. He's been trying to do dramas. Like, he tries to expand his, like, acting chops. Like, from where he started to where he is now is very different. The dude was just in, like, those action movies when he first started.
I don't know. To me, he's Drax. He's always Drax.
But that's his breakout, like... That's when people found out who Bautista was, because of Drax. That's his breakout role.
That's his breakout role, but his persona in other movies is Drax. He's just kind of like that blank stare. You just got to give him, like, 3 or 4 lines, and that's it, because he can't handle it anymore.
Well, I don't know about that. And Glass Onion... Which it's kind of a shame that his character dies off, but he was like super entertaining. He was like a lunatic.
Yeah, but it's the same character he plays all the time. It's that meathead character again.
I don't find him meathead. In Hotel Artemis, he plays the nurse.
I haven't seen that.
That's a cool movie. You ever seen? It's a hotel that's for like assassins and crooks and stuff. Like they go there when they're all messed up and they get fixed.
And then he's in Dune, right?
He's in Dune.
But he's not in Dune for a lot though.
He's like most people in Dune, their time in the first part is very minimal, and they have bigger parts in the sequel.
I could really remember. I don't remember him in Dune.
To me, he's the one that has the most potential to like be a better actor, because he talks about how like he sucked when he first started, and he's gotten better as time has gone along. Where like different directors want to work with him. Like he's actually working with big time directors in Hollywood.
So he'll be the tallest midget then.
I don't think anybody will get, right now, I don't foresee anybody's career getting to the level of The Rock's for the time being.
Oh, no. I could agree with that. I mean, he's a monster. But it all depends. What kind of actor do you want to be?
Thank you for agreeing with my opinion.
No problem, eh? But it all depends. What do they want to do? Do they want to make the most money or do they want to, you know?
I think everybody's in Hollywood to try to make the most money.
Not everybody. You know, some people won't want awards. Look at Sam Jackson and other people. Sam Jackson doesn't care about Oscars. He wants to get paid. He's like, do I want to make movies people want to watch, or do I want to win awards? Awards don't pay me. The other movies pay me.
Look at McConaughey, man. He got off of the whole rom-com persona, took like a 2-year break.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to win an award.
He wanted to win an award, but he also did projects that have commanded a higher paycheck as well. Like now he can command higher paychecks outside of rom-coms.
But because he took the time off of the rom-com, though. Mm-hmm. He exited away from that. Then Gerard Butler took over.
Yeah.
He exited out of that. He didn't work for 2 years, but then when he came back, he got better roles because he broke that mold of, you know, him being the rom-com guy.
Yeah, well, it was him and Kate Hudson.
Yeah, but those roles brought in the money. Once you have the money, you can take the time off to then pick your projects.
It's like The Rock. Like, do you see The Rock doing like some big dramatic film?
No.
Do you see him doing Christian Bale type roles where like, you know, he goes from... You know, weighing 250 pounds to like weighing 90 pounds for a character, like The Rock's not gonna do that. He doesn't have that kind of range.
Doesn't have the acting chops for that right now.
He doesn't have the range or anything for that. Yeah. So,
look, and he's gonna stick to roles that are gonna benefit him. Remember, he's played the villain before and it didn't work out. He's in Doom. That's an awful movie.
Nah, yeah. He's like, just know your role, I guess, right? Yeah,
know your role.
Know your role, Candy Astin. And if he knows his role, then yeah, make your money, man. But yeah, to for me to actually say that, you know, wrestling people are turned good actors. I don't know if I can use the word good. I think they're just actors.
I would agree with that.
And wrestling's fake.
What? I wouldn't say fake. It's like a movie. It's they're putting on a show.
Fake. It's a production.
No, I wouldn't say fake because these people get wrecked. So I wouldn't say it's fake. If it's fake, that means that they're not landing punches. They're not jumping. It is a production. They put on a show. But I wouldn't go far to say it's fake. That's
fake in the sense that it's all scripted.
Yes, but I wouldn't. That's like saying a movie's fake. Like you're going to tell me a stuntman doesn't put his body in the line.
Hold on, George. A movie is fake.
It's a show. It's a production.
But it's all fake.
Like there's people that get hurt. There's people that die. Like I think when you say,
bro, there's people that get hurt in an office job. There's people that get hurt in a mechanic shop. I mean,
I could see why wrestlers get pissed off when they say it's fake because that implies that what they're doing is.
It's fake nothing. In the sense that the outcome is already determined, so it's fake.
They have to go through the motions, but yeah, it's still fake.
But that's why they get upset at the word fake, because it implies that that they're not doing anything.
And I agree. It is fake. Like, it doesn't matter what they could do to it.
It's putting on a show. You don't go to a musical and say it's fake. You say it's a show. It's a production. It's a piece of entertainment. That's why they get pissed off, because no one goes to a movie and says, yeah, that's fake. They say, oh, I saw this movie, I saw this film. I didn't see a documentary, I saw a show. That's why they get pissed off, because they put a lot of effort into this.
No, what they do is legit. What they do is great, but wrestling as a whole is fake.
Yes.
Yes, it's a show, it's a production.
Still fake.
You use that word in front of a wrestler.
I will.
Yeah. Thank you.
They'll show you how fake it is.
But anyways, this podcast isn't fake, all right? So what do you guys think? What do you guys think about wrestlers being actors? Is it something that you enjoy? Who's your favorite wrestler turned actor, or actor turned wrestler, or whatever you want to call it? And is wrestling fake? Leave a comment, like, subscribe. A piece of algorithm gods, they are not fake.
They're not.
They are not fake. So until next time.